On day one of Kids Activity Week, we talked about truth. We talked about how God is true and the Bible is true. Psalm chapter 14, verse 1. Only fools say in their hearts, "There is no God." They are corrupt and their actions are evil. Not one of them does good. 2. Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. Let's pray. Dear God, please help us to remember that you are always true. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you for the Bible, that it can show us what is right and to always follow your ways. Thank you that you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Kira. The church is constantly in our culture being challenged on what is true. And we are constantly being told what is, that the Bible isn't true. And truth is one of those things, not just for the kids, is it? It's something we've got to hold on to because our world is trying to tell us that what we believe is not true. And we've got to hold on to truth. That was day one. Day two, Stephanie.
On day two, we talked about forgiveness and how God is the most forgiving person ever. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Dear God, thank you for always being so forgiving. Help us, all the kids from Kids Activity Week, to remember that you are forgiveness itself.
Thank you, Stephanie. Well done, Stephanie. All right, day three, Dusty.
On day three, we talked about the miracles Jesus did show to us that he was God. He made blind people see, lame people walk, and even made some people dead come back to life. We are told these miracles in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 to 5. John the Baptist, who was in prison, heard about all the things the Messiah was doing. So he sent the disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the Messiah we've been expecting, or should we keep looking for someone else?" Jesus told them, "Go back to John, tell him what you've heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, those with leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is being preached to the poor." Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for all the things you have done. You are awesome and deserve the highest praise. Thank you for the blessing of Kids Activity Week and for all the kids that were able to come. We thank you for the word and the many examples of the miracles you performed, and we know there are still more to come. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen to that. More to come. Isn't that good? Well done to Dusty. All right, day four, Regan.
On day four, we talked about not being afraid because Jesus is with us. The disciples were afraid in the storm, but Jesus just told the storm to stop, and it did. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? Isaiah 41:10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. John 14:27. I am leaving you with a gift of peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Let's pray. Dear God, thanks. Thank you for Kids Activity Week. Thanks that all the kids got to learn about God. Help us to remember that you are always with us when we are having fun and also when we are sad. Amen.
Thank you, Regan. Well done. All right, Rihanna, come and tell us about this week. What was the main theme?
Our theme for the week was Romans 8, verse 39. We even had a secret handshake to help us remember it.
The height,
Here is the full version of the passage, Romans 8, verse 38 to 39. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries for tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the amazing week we've had at Kids Activity Week. Thank you for all the amazing helpers. It would not have been possible without them. Help all the kids to remember the verse we learned about how much God loves us. Thank you that because of Jesus dying and coming alive again, we are always loved by you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rihanna. Well done. Look at that. You got 5 sermons for one today from the kids. You've done well. Now, that verse was the theme of the week, and we wanted these kids to know that there is a God that loves them, and that was one of our real prayers for the week. But that's also a sermon for us, isn't it? Even if you're here today and you're already a Christian, it's a sermon we need, because one of Satan's plans is to destroy your confidence. Did you know that? He wants to destroy your confidence in who God is. He wants to destroy your confidence that God always loves you and God is always for you. And whenever you hit difficulty and crisis, Satan wants to try and pretend and say, oh, God doesn't really love you. And so that's a verse for us too, because the liar, the father of lies, Satan, wants to steal our confidence in who God is and what he's done. I like some of these verses from Hebrews chapter 10. I'm going to go from verse 35 to 39. So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. For in just a little while, the coming one will come and not delay. And my righteous ones will live by faith, but I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. But we are not like those who turn away from God to their own destruction. We are the faithful ones whose souls will be saved. Amen to that? Don't let Satan steal your confidence. Have confidence in what God has done. As we've been telling the kids all week that the Bible's true, that God is true. We've been telling that God forgives them, that God loves them. We've been telling them about Jesus and the miraculous things he done that showed that Jesus is who he said he is. And we wanted those kids walking away with confidence that God loves them. And that's for every believer that's going to face crisis, that you would have your confidence in Christ no matter what comes your way. So that's again, the band's going to come up. We're going to sing one final worship song together to finish off our service today. So again, thanks again to all those that helped this week. It was a fantastic week, making Jesus look really great because you loved all those kids so well and the message of Jesus was spoken as well. Next week, we're going to be starting a new series just for a month called Faith Goes to Work. And I'm going to be talking next Sunday about work and what God thinks about work and how that ties in with what we read in the Bible. And then for about 3 or 4 weeks after, we're going to have some people share a little bit of their story of what work's like for them and what God does in their work life and preach from some passages like that. And then we're going to get into a New Testament book after that as well. So that's what's coming up. So get involved. Get in a home group if you're not in one. We would love to have you in a home group if you're not in one and be doing those studies that are going to be starting soon as well. But thanks again, everyone, for a great week. Let's finish off giving thanks to our God.